CQ, calling CQ for the Blue Ridge TV Internet. Your net control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater, and is also available through our Echolink node number 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. Is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge Two-Meter Net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Tonight, does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Formal or emergency traffic, does anyone have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Bulletins or announcements or traffic will now begin the roll call. Please remember, this is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. You're requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called. When you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGJU portion. Before we go to our RF check-ins, have a few housekeeping items here. We'll go ahead and acknowledge our net pre-check-ins. Again, that functionality is a web-based form on the VARS.cc website for those folks that may not be available at 9 o'clock on a net night to be able to stay checked in and connected with the net. So stand by. We'll run through those real quick, and then we'll continue on with the net. In the net pre-check-ins, we've got Mel. That's Kilo 4 X-Ray Mike Romeo, K4XMR, and Mel's over in Prosperity. Up next, we've got Fred and Miss Isla. That's Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Charlie Mike, W4FCM. That's Fred's call sign, and Fred brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Isla. That's November 4 India Echo India, N4IEI. Up next, we've got Andrew. That's Whiskey 2 Alpha Mike Delta, W2AMD. Andrew's over in Simpsonville, so glad he was able to check in with us. Up next, we got Ben. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, K04ZEW. Up next in the list, our friend Andy up on Table Rock. That's Kilo India 4 Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI. Always good to see Andy's name in there. Up next, we got Tony and Kim. Tony's call sign, November 4 Alpha Sierra Whiskey, N4ASW. And Kim's call sign, Kilo Quebec 4 Juliet Sierra Kilo, KQ4JSK. So glad to get you guys in there. Appreciate Tony and Kim coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we got our friend Bill. That's Kilo Charlie 4 Whiskey Mike, KC4W. And Bill's over in Anderson. Always good to see Bill's call sign in there. Up next, we got Scott. That's Kilo X-Ray 4 Yankee Mike, KX4YM. And Scott's over in Greenville, so glad he was able to get in there. Up next, we got Robert. That's Kilo LJG. And good to see Robert's call sign. And last but not least, we've got James. That's KD4 Hotel Echo Yankee, Kilo Delta 4 Hotel Echo Yankee. And Jim is over in Piedmont, so glad he was able to sign in. Let me refresh my screen here, make sure we've got everybody, and we'll move on with RF and Echolink check-in. Pre-let net check-ins, everybody's signed in and acknowledged, and checking the Echolink node, we don't currently have anybody signed in there, but we will pause for new hams. New hams only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Maybe not familiar with how to check into a net. May take a little bit of extra time, just want to find out how to check into a net. If you'll key up the mic, give me your call sign, and we'll get you checked in. New hams only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control. We have any new hams at the moment, but again, I'd like to pause there at the beginning of the net just to give a little extra time for folks that may not be familiar with checking into the net, the procedures and how that goes, just to give them a chance to just key up and give their call sign so we can walk them through the net check-in process. But it looks like we don't have any new hams tonight, and I'm the only station signed in the Echolink node, so we'll move on down to our RF check-ins, and tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with the Alpha through Delta group. A through D, beginning the suffix of your call, and wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
AK4HR. Please check in. K4BAN, Kilo 4, Bravo, Alpha, November, Alex in Clemson, negative, negative.
Hey, K4HR.
4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughters, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Hey, K4HR. Good evening, Mike. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael in Central. Going to be negative and negative.
Sure. Please check in KI4DOS. Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Angela and all on the net.
Pause there, an excellent group of check-ins to start off the net tonight on March 2nd, Saturday night. Let's see, first up we got Alex, that's K4BAN, Kilo 4, Bravo, Alpha, November. Goodness, can't get my phonetics out tonight. That's Alex over in Clemson. Alex, sounding good in the repeater tonight, my friend. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next we got Rick and his family, that's Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, KK4DMW, and Rick brings along his sweetheart, Miss Lorena, that's Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, KK4ONO, and their daughter, Miss Michelle, that's Kilo, Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec. Rick, good to hear you. Appreciate that you bringing the family along. Up next, we got Dave, that's our net manager, Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, a man who wears many, many hats, master of, jack of all trades, master of plenty of them, keeping the net going and keeping us scheduled and everything. So, Dave, appreciate that. Everything you do for the good of the net. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us on Saturday night. Good to hear you, my friend. All right, up next we have Michael. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango, K4AFT. And up next, our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of the classifieds and occasional Monday night net controller. And that's Gary. That's Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS. Gary, appreciate you coming by. Of course, Gary brings along his sweetheart. That's Miss Joy. That's Kilo 3 Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3JOY. Gary, good to hear you. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well tonight. I look forward to seeing you on the third Saturday coming up for the testing session. Always a pleasure, sir. But definitely good to hear your voice tonight. And tell Miss Joy we said hello. All right, let's give one more call here for the Alpha 3 Delta Group A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Pause means we have everybody for that group, so we'll move to the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call net control.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX, that's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
4HR. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kevin, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Mike. Call, check me in, negative, negative, please. Thanks.
Kilo Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo, Wayne in Etowah, and I'll be in and out, 73.
Check ins there as we're in the Echo Through Hotel group of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I'd like to welcome first up in that group, that's Patrick. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. And Patrick's our Sunday night net controller and occasional Monday night net controller, wearing many hats as well as some other folks. But anyway, Patrick, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us tonight. Always good to hear you, my friend. Up next, we got Harry up in Candler, North Carolina. That's Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. And Harry, good to hear you making a good trip into the repeater from Candler tonight. Up next, we've got our friend Wayne. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Gulf India Kilo. Sorry, Wayne. I was making sure I didn't write that down incorrectly. But, yeah, KQ4GIK. And, Wayne, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And last but not least in that group, we've got Jim. That's Kilo Alpha 4 Foxtrot Kilo Quebec, KA4FKQ. And, Jim, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Good to hear you and got you in the log here. All right, let's give one more call for the Echo Through Hotel group E through H. Beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. That normally means we have everybody for that group, so we'll move on down to the India through Lima group, I through L. Beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Bill Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I am James, up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative, so send me threes for each one of you.
4HR. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little bit, and I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
I'll check in as we continue on through the alphabetic of our RF check-ins, if I said that right. But anyway, in the India through Lima group, I'd first like to welcome James. That's Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And James is up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. So, James, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got our friend Larry. That's Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec, KK4JBQ. And Larry brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. Larry, good to hear you, my friend. Always good to hear your voice on the radio, and I've got you marked down for comments, so we'll definitely be back to find out how things are going with you in the rag chew portion just a little later when we secure the formal portion. All right, let's give one more call, India through Lima, I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Car? Hope you and your family are all doing good. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you so much, Mike, for calling the net. Good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Our net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. And I said I was wondering where you were tonight, sir. I kind of skipped a beat there when James checked in, and then there was a little pause, and then Larry checked in. I mean, I enjoy everybody checking in, but definitely you were missed there at the top of the group to up check-ins. But, Sid, good to hear you, my friend. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Of course, Sid's call sign, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. And, Sid, good to hear you. I hope you and yours are doing well tonight as well. Thanks for coming by and hanging out with us for a few minutes on Saturday night. All right, let's continue on down the alphabet. We'll go to the Mike through Papa group, M through P, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
4HR. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt, Western Greenland County, B negative and negative, 7-3 to all the net.
4HR. Good evening, Mike. This is Kilo Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo, KQ4, NHB, Danny, down here in Greenville, be negative and negative.
W4HR, this is W4 Norway, Texas, Quebec, Simpsonville, and be hanging around to the roll calls all the way up over.
Let me go ahead and acknowledge those check-ins there with that group. Up first, we got Matt. That's Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. Matt, haven't heard you on the radio for a while, but again, that's probably more my fault than anybody else's. just haven't had the chance to listen quite as much as I need to. But, Matt, good to hear you. Appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us on a Saturday night. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie is Matt's call. And, of course, Matt, you probably know, good signal in the repeater, so appreciate that you coming by and spending a few minutes with us on Saturday night. Up next, we've got Danny down in Greenville. That's Kilo Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo, KQ4NHB. And, Danny, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you. And I appreciate you spending a few minutes with us on Saturday night. And last but not least, I think I don't want to say our elder ham, but I think I've heard through Dave, one of the top five in our group. That's Eddie. But, Eddie, always good to hear you, my friend. Appreciate you coming by. I think you had asked there at the end if you doubled with somebody, but no, you were in there by yourself. Good, clean signal on the repeater. Of course, with Eddie's call, Whiskey 4, November, Tango, Quebec, W4NTQ. And, Eddie, appreciate you coming by and hanging out with us. And definitely, stay to the end of the formal portion and then secure at your leisure, my friend. Appreciate you spending some time with us on Saturday night, as always. All right, let's go ahead and move to that Quebec through Tango group. Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge G-Meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Please check in M0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling the net, Mike. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
K4HR. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLD, this is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
Sure. Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4, ROW, Richard Grable. No traffic, no round table. Thank you for being here tonight, bud.
Our check-ins there as we're in the Quebec through Tango group of the Blue Ridge G-Meter net tonight. Up first, I'd like to welcome Tom. That's N0TR. And, Tom, always good to hear you. November 0 Tango Romeo. And, Tom, good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you on the repeater. Up next, we've got Chris. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QLG. And, Chris, appreciate you coming by. I've gotten almost in the habit of being able to put you and Tom in here almost as the first two checking in with our Quebec through Tango group. So appreciate you guys coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you. And last but not least in that group, we've got Richard. That's Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW. And Richard's over in Greenville. So, Richard, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Good signal into the repeater tonight. And appreciate you coming by and spending a few minutes with us on a Saturday night as well. All right, let's go ahead and give one more call for Quebec through Tango. Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Pause normally means we have everybody in the Quebec through Tango group and checking the Echolink node. I'm still the only station signed in there, so we'll move to the ever-patient group for Saturday night. Uniform through Zulu. U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Hi, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Greer, negative and negative.
A long pause there. I was just waiting to see if anybody was going to come in there on your coattails. And I'd like to welcome you to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. You may be my only uniform through Zulu contact, at least for now. But no problem at all. We'll, again, continue to take logins as long as we can tonight. But, Greg, I'd like to welcome you. And, of course, Greg's call sign, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec, KO4. It's Greer for me, so again, great, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us tonight. Good to hear you, and good signaling in the repeater tonight. All right, let's give one more call. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, everyone on net.
Call. If you would, K4 check in slightly out of turn. I just wrapped up the Anderson Radio Club 2 meter net. If you would please check in, David Inesley, my call, Kilo Mike 4, Golf Zulu Golf. Again, KM4GZG, David Inesley, and I'll be in and out tonight, sir. Thank you.
Check ins there for the uniform through Zulu Group, and yeah, Tommy, I was hoping you'd be in there. We got we got to the uniform through Zulu Group a little early tonight. I didn't have quite as many check ins as I thought I was going to be in some of the groups. But anyway, Tommy, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Normally, we're getting there right about the bottom half of the hour, and we're close on that. But Tommy, appreciate you coming by. That's K4XB Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, and Tommy's down in Southern Greenville County. And Tommy, appreciate you coming by. Always good to hear you. And David, we'll keep the net open while you're closing down yours over at Anderson. So David, appreciate you coming by. I did miss you in the Echo Through Hotel group earlier, but definitely got you checked in here. Kilo Mike 4 Golf Zulu Golf. It sounds like you must have had a pretty good net going tonight if it lasted that long, continued on for a little while. I saw the S meter on my radio on the other band on that repeater going up and down, so y'all must have had a pretty good night or net over there. So, David, appreciate that you taking the time to come by. I appreciate you running the net over it for the Anderson repeater as well. But, again, David's call sign, Kilo Mike 4, Golf Zulu Golf, KM4GZG. And, David, good to hear you, my friend. Hope you have a wonderful night. All right, let's go ahead and give one more call here for the Uniform Through Zulu group. U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. As normally means we have everybody for that group. It looks like we have an Echolink station signed in, so we'll go ahead and pause for Echolink stations only. Wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Our net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I had an Echolink station signed in there, or I thought I did. It looked like there was another station signed in there, but they dropped off. So we'll go ahead and open it up to that big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
4HR. Kilo Quebec 4, November Lima Uniform. This is Ken in Greenville, and I'm negative and negative tonight. Hope you're well.
This is Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4BKI, Jack Rock Hill, South Carolina. Be in and out. Y'all have a great one.
Check-ins there. I'd first like to welcome Ken. That's Kilo Quebec 4, November Lima Uniform, KQ4NLU. And Ken's over in Greenville, so Ken, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us and getting logged in here on a Saturday night. And up next, our friend Jack over in Rock Hill. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India. And Jack, you always have a booming signal into the repeater from Rock Hill, which is just amazing to me sometimes that 2 meters will go that far. You must have some excellent operating conditions over there because you always sound really good coming into the repeater. Over.
Yeah, right now I'm on the Omni. I got it's a diamond, I think old 510, and it's up about probably 80 foot. And I'm into blackjacks. If you're familiar with any kind of land, the blackjacks down below, between Rock Hill and Chester, it's like being at the ocean, you got water, but the blackjacks are wet right now, so I have a great, don't need any eyes on the ground. I got a great broadcast station there. All right, we're going, set 3.
Like I say, I always like to give credit where credit is due, and that definitely sounds good. Sounds like you're sitting right beside me. But, Jack, appreciate you coming by, and definitely come back as often as you can. Good to hear you, my friend. Hope you're doing well, and we'll talk to you again soon. All right, let's give one more call before we secure the formal portion. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR here. Thank you for calling the net tonight. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima Kilo. My name is Shane, and I'm at home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table.
K4HR, please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra. This is Robert in Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative.
Again, Whiskey 4, Hotel India, Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, Seneca. No traffic.
My check-in's there for our Alpha through Zulu group. Here, I'd first like to welcome Shane. That's N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. And Shane, I don't know if you remember, you helped me the other day on the repeater. I was demoing ham radio for the young man up the street. I think he's about 3 years old. He saw my HT and called it a handy walkie, and I think I've created a monster. Now every time he comes by, he wants to, you know, get the HT out. I've got a couple of FRS radios we've been kind of using up and down the street, but anything we can do to get the younger crowd into ham radio. But Shane, good to hear you tonight, my friend. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you on the repeater. Up next, we got Robert. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra, KQ4OAS. And Robert, you're sounding good into the repeater tonight. And last but not least, we got Bruce. That's Whiskey 4 Hotel India, W4HI. And Bruce, I would be hard pressed to even find anything wrong with your signal coming into the repeater tonight. I mean, that just almost sounds broadcast quality. But Bruce, you're sounding really good. Appreciate you coming by. Definitely excellent signal into the repeater. Appreciate you coming by and spending a few minutes with us on the repeater tonight. Sounding good for sure. All right, let's give one more call before we secure the formal portion of the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix every call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Cool. Check in WW4JET, that's Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. It's Matthew over here in northern Pickens County. No traffic tonight. Good job on the net.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Group of check-ins there as we continue on with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. The hour, and I normally have second shift coming in here, but up first, I'd like to welcome Matthew. That's Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango, WW4JET. And Matthew, appreciate you coming by. I love that call sign. I know we talked about it before, but anyway, Matthew, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got our friend Lloyd over in Simpsonville. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, KO4PXB. And Lloyd, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Sounding good into the repeater tonight, my friend. All right, we'll give one final call and continue to get check-ins here. Normally we have a little bit of a break to be able to secure the formal portion, but one more call, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Long pause normally means we have everybody for the moment. So we've been through the alphabet once, opened it up to the big group a couple of times. Don't currently have anybody signed into the Echolink node. So this is AK4HR now securing the formal portion of our net with our thanks to all stations that have checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for additional check-ins between rag chews. Currently, it looks like I've only got one station signed in for rag chew, and that would be Larry, KK4JBQ, which, again, always good to hear him on the repeater. So we'll go ahead and dust off the stump, stoke the fire a little bit, and we'll pass the frequency over to you, Larry, and find out how was your day, sir.
KK4HR. Good evening, Michael. This is KK4JBQ. Well, my day has been exhausting. I didn't rag chew last night. I had a touch of laryngitis. It went away. By the time I woke up this morning, I was talking like myself. And fortunately, I didn't want to whisper to Donna the whole day. But it's been a good day here on what other people call the plantation. I got into something that, I don't know, I probably shouldn't have. I've avoided it for many years. I have a stack of audio gear. Oh, all kinds of recording stuff and amplifier, turntables, things like that. And it's just been sitting there. And I've got all the software for it, you know. LP albums. I even sifted through the things that I hadn't touched in many years. And I've got albums that go back, oh, I think the the Beatles' White Album. When did that come out? Maybe the 80s. Are you a Beatles fan?
HR with KK4JBQ and the Rag Chew portion of the Blue Ridge Team Internet. And Larry, just touching on your touch of laryngitis, you know, they say your body tells you just a little bit when you're not supposed to do anything or you're supposed to rest or whatever. I'm not sure what your body was trying to tell you with a touch of laryngitis, but we're glad you're back up to normal speaking strength, so to speak, because wouldn't be able to do the net without you. You know, again, we talk about that all the time. The net controllers are just here to kind of officiate is probably not the right word. Gatekeep, maybe? Is that the right word? But anyway, Larry, glad you got over that and definitely could come back and chat with us tonight. And I know we've talked a little bit about the audio equipment you have and that kind of thing. I can't really say I'm a Beatles fan, I guess. I mean, I listen to their music and enjoy it, but I'm not really, I don't even know what they used to call the Beatles fan, a dedicated follower of them. They came out just a little bit before me, but my aunt, my uncle, my mom's brother's wife, was a huge, huge Beatles fan. And then again, you know, the story with John Lennon and all, but I remember being a child, not to bring up something dark, but I remember when he passed away, and it was devastating to her, kind of a thing. But I can't really say that I know that much about the Beatles other than to listen to their music on occasion. All right, there for just a second. Go ahead, check in.
For Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed in Brevard. I have one comment for Larry. Over.
Let me go ahead and check you in here, and then I'll pass you over to Larry here. I'd like to welcome Ed up in Brevard. That's November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, N4EDW. And Ed's up in Brevard, as he said. And Ed, we're in the Rag Chew portion, so go ahead and call your station, sir.
4JBQ, this is November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey. I have some information for you, Larry. Over.
Hear it. KK4JBQ.
The same problem you have been describing, I found a partial solution. There is a, I'll call it a store, but a facility here in Brevard that collects stuff like that. Hopefully workable, but not. They work on it. And then the profit they make from selling the stuff goes to provide all kinds of stuff like that to people who cannot otherwise afford it, students and so on. They've got all kinds of stuff in a little storefront. Over.
Interesting. It really does. I'm not quite ready to turn loose of this stuff. I think I still have a little more time to enjoy. But I'll pass that word along to Donna. Like most men, I suppose, we reach our 70s and we wonder just how long we have. And surely she'll outlive me. And I'm no different. I feel the same way. So I'll make that note. I'm composing a, I don't want to be remorse or anything. Or is it morose? Anyway, it would serve each and every one of us, no matter your gender, if you are up to it, kind of, you know, a personal, like this to go to that person, like this to go to that charity, like this one to go here. You know, I think that's a good thing for every citizen to do, and I'll keep that in mind. I'll look it up, you know, the name and whatever. I wasn't really having troubles with this stuff. I'm actually put a project in front of me to digitize the, I call it software, but you know, whether it's a cassette tape or a LP album. I even have mini discs and that sort of thing. Most of them are things, except for the records, are things that I recorded. Oh, I have one record. I was with a singing group many years ago. And we put out one album. Didn't take off, so that was it. And so I'm just getting this stuff back together and hoping that it all still works. Most of it is 80s vintage. KK4JBQ.
Copy, I can give you an address for this, and you might want to look it up, or... I have not been on it, but it should give you a lot of information. They call it Through the Trees. And here's the website. Hotel Tango Tango Papa Sierra /// throughthetrees.us. All one word. Over. Let's store. Over.
I will check that out. They might have some things that I would need to... Here I go to complete my collection of some things. I had some many years ago. Oh goodness, it's before we left. It was probably early 90s. I helped some friends move, and they got right down to their really extensive LP collection, and didn't know what to do with it. You know, they were not going to use it anymore. And so they turned around. I mean, he turned around and he said to me, "How would you like this, Larry?" And so I said, "Sure, fine." So I got three cartons. I mean, really deep moving cartons of LP albums. I haven't touched them since. They're mostly foreign label type of things, but you know, collectors are collectors, and when they get their teeth into something, they gotta have, you know, they gotta improve their collection, I should say. So I should catalog those things and maybe see if any of them are of any interest to anybody. But I haven't listened to the ones that are unopened. You know, they had a few of those. Anyway, it's all very interesting stuff, but just to me and you, I guess. Thanks again for chiming in there and letting me know about this one thing that I can run down. KK4JBQ, back to you.
It's a program called Audacity. Over.
Oh, yes. I'm a student of Audacity. I'm learning how to use it for the very reason that I mentioned. I'm digitizing, and just about anything that's analog is getting rather old. The tapes that I'm trying to, I ran across one of them, had a date on it, 1984. Now, this one hasn't been exercised. You know, you should do that every once in a while with tape. It hasn't been exercised in all that time. 84, you know, that's like 40 years. Oh, heaven's sakes. Some of them are dated in the 70s. That'd be 50 years. So let's just face it. This stuff is getting older. And by digitizing it, I have a lot of fun doing that, too. You're preserving it. And if anybody should be interested in some of this stuff, I might open up a website myself and, you know, offer it for download, that kind of thing. You know, just my goodbye to everybody. Oh, let's not talk like that. KK4JBQ.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey. The thing I ran into is I gave stuff to them, and of course, the week following, some of the stuff that I needed, a couple of connectors and wires, because I had really a whole box of them, a big box, were a couple of connectors I needed, so I went back to try to get it. They had already given them away or sold them or whatever. I have something from the Sharper Image. If you have cassettes, it's a wireless cassette player, and it plays cassettes that you can then play into Audacity to save the cassettes. Over.
what I've got going already, and I thank you for that suggestion. It's separate components, but you just attach it with, you know, good quality wires, and you're, I get really fine results. But I say I'm a student of Audacity. That's a complicated program. It really is. I know a little bit about audio, that is to say, read about it and understand what they're telling me. There's a lot of specific terms and the like. And if you want something that sounds good to you, it would behoove you to get to understand what serious people, you know, the language that they use. That's where I am, the nomenclature, if you will. Anyhow, it's going to be a long process, because, you know, in digitizing analog, whatever it is, it's in real time. You can take a 2 hour program of any type and transfer it from like one computer to the other in as much time as it takes you to sneeze. But it takes you 2 hours to digitize it. That's what I mean by real time. So it's going to be a labor of love, I suppose. That's how I'll approach it. I don't know how I feel about it when it's over, but I do like listening to this, you know, the kind of music that was with me through the years. And so, firing up, dusting off, however you want to put it, this equipment that I haven't touched in a while, it's kind of I just cross my fingers and hopes it still works. KK4 JBQ.
Threatening to do, but still haven't done it, is make a list of where is it, so that I can find an item, put it on a list, and then when I want to use it, I know where it is. Over.
It's just you and me and hundreds of thousands of other people. We have good intentions. That's about as far as I've gotten with that. Another thing that's similar, and I would have difficulty with this, is to produce for myself, for my own purposes, a timeline. You know, where I was and when, that as far as living all around the country, and maybe a mention of somebody that was important to me, or group of friends or whatever. I knew a gal in Michigan, she was a friend of a friend, who was born on Christmas Day. And rather than celebrate her birthday on Christmas, she felt that she got fewer presents. You know. So she told me, she says, yes, I was born on Christmas Day, December 25th. But we celebrate my Christmas, my birthday, on July 25th. And that way I have actually two events for presents. Well, that's thinking, isn't it?
Good. Can understand that. It's the Gilbert Sullivan Show. I think it's a five. Boy was born on February 29, leap year, and he was indentured until he was 21. Of course, this caused a big problem. Over.
What if you're, you know, the if you want to you want to be real? the aging process. I put it that way. The aging process has no respect for the funky way we keep time. And that's just, taking up the slack, if you will, or accounting for drift of the universe. It's interesting. I have studied this sort of thing because, maybe clocks and watches and timekeepers. They're very important in my background because I was a watchmaker for a while. And you really get wrapped up in it. You do. When you understand how these devices work and how you should repair them, and they're apt to occur to practically everybody in some way or another. Well, how did we come by 60 minutes in an hour? You know, I read a whole treatise on that. It was very interesting. It's been coming along for a long time. It took a while for people to divide a minute into 60 seconds. And so on down the line. And up the line. A lot of people don't think of such a thing as that. They just accept, you know, this is the way the world works. Well, that everything's that way. It's the way the world works. But there's a reason for it. So maybe you have to be interested in history. Or, you know, something else is provoking to you about the way things are. Yeah, there was a magazine once upon a time called How It Works. And the magazine was full of that sort of thing. It would take the most mundane thing and just go down a rabbit hole with every single one. Let's take the stand mixer that, you know, people have in their kitchens to mix up bread dough and such as that. Well, you can look at it, and it doesn't say much to you, but to look inside of it, take the covers off, not many people would do that to a machine that still works, but there's all kinds of gearing in there. Well, how did we figure that out? The world works the way the world works because a lot of other smart people have been here before us. And I guess it's in respect for them that I marvel. You know, take a watch apart, not one that you're, you know, fond of or anything, because you may not get it back together. But take it apart far enough to see all the little working parts in there, you know. And imagine the people who have invested their lives in improving the timekeeping piece that, you know, and then the various layers of how it was powered. Timekeeping has been powered by water, by sand, you know, the hourglass, by springs. Even the winding of those springs was different. The fusee movement is wound by pulling a rope, just like a lawnmower, you know, pulling a rope, and it's sprung to go back. But that stores kinetic energy that the watch, if these were big watches and bigger clocks, the fusee movement uses cabling. Oh, well, no one's interested in that. Goodness, I've just about talked this out. Thank you for all your help there and suggestions. Appreciate that very much. I'll turn it back over. KK4, JBQ.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey. I know I have it somewhere, but can you give me your email address? Over.
My call sign at gmail.com.
Send you a file that might be of interest to you. I'm not sure how long it is. I'm looking at it now, but it's might be of value to you.
Yeah, please do. You know, people who have one email address. Donna had two when she was working. Now, you know why. But right now, she's got one. And she just gets on me all the time about having, what, 7 email addresses? I say, honey, I can't keep up with it. I just can't keep up with it. So things that are amateur radio related or from personal friends and that kind of thing, it's my call sign. Now, they know that or they don't know that. Or they, you know. And So that just keeps everything categorized. My address, street address I use, and, you know, that's not important. But the fact that you don't put everything in one file drawer, do you, if you're doing it with paper and drawers. So I don't have one email address. I check them all, not that frequently, but I check them all. And I'll be looking for your email, KK4JBQ.
On the number of emails, I must have 7 or 8, because I don't want looking at 100 emails coming in on a day and trying to figure out where they belong. So I've got a personal one, a business one, a radio one, a medical one, and stuff like that. So they're automatically sorted before I get them. Over.
Donna tells me there's a way to do that. Don't do it like that, she says. they, you know, there are such things as smart folders, she says. And so she's more accomplished on the computer than I am. She spends a lot more time. But I have to say, she's right on top of things. It's something that I respect. I have a tremendous respect for people who are living in this modern world and stay on top of things. Come on now. This is a complicated place to live. And it's not just what are carrying people away. It's everything you touch. There's a complication in everything. So, everybody, you take care of your stuff, and I'll try to take care of my stuff. If it takes 7 email addresses, well, that's just how it's got to work. KK4JBQ.
Information to you, and all of us, go ahead and send this. So I'm going to give it back to Net Control. Over.
Have yourself a good night. 7-3.
Appreciate your comments. Again, I didn't want to break into the conversation there, and I was enjoying listening to y'all chat back and forth. And, you know, Larry, you're talking about transferring stuff over to digital and digitizing. And like you said, the digitizing piece is the real-time piece. You know, you can't really play audio faster and be able to transfer it over. So definitely you've got your work cut out for you. I mean, again, I didn't really do much as far as audio until CDs came out in the, I guess, late 80s, when CD, everything went from, you know, I guess the 70s, 60s and 70s were phonographs, and then 80s, 70s and 80s were tapes, you know, cassette tapes, 8-track, which had a very short life, but cassette tapes, and then the 80s, I think that's when CDs came out. And, you know, I don't think the CDs themselves are worth anything anymore as far as the music, because, you know, we've got unlimited music on Spotify or iTunes or any of that stuff now. So my understanding is the jackets, you know, the artwork and the lyrics and all that kind of stuff is the only piece of those that's really worth anything. You know, you can go to a thrift store and buy a CD for less than a dollar, probably, you know, 10 for a dollar some of the places now. So, but it's funny how technology advances in one way, but kind of falls back in another.
I agree. I kind of keep up with, you know, what's popular with other people to some degree. And it seems just talk cassette tapes. And, you know, all the equipment, the good equipment, to play back those tapes is legacy stuff, you know. It's 20 years old anyway. Additionally, the people who know how to repair them, well, they're gone. They're gone. Or they can't, you know, make a living at doing that. So, anyway, I'm just fortunate, I suppose. I've got equipment that I took care of, kept the heads clean, and I had to take a few of them apart over time to, you know, to lubricate this and that and the other thing. Lubrication gets sticky, and so that'll gum up the works. I've run into an issue, and this is kind of what I wanted to talk with you about, if you have any experience with this kind of stuff. I had an amplifier, which, if you recall the days, amplifiers were huge, they were heavy. This amp, I know, has to be 45 pounds. It's heavy, and it's huge. So it sits alone on a shelf. And because it creates a good deal of heat to do what it does, it's a top shelf, and nothing sits on top of this thing. But now I have a conundrum. I have a small area to build this back in a stack of equipment, you know. And so the amplifier has to be the thing on the top because of the heat it generates. But now the turntable, hey, that has a lid that moves up, right? And so that has to be on the top. So I was wondering what your solution to such a placement. It might be as simple as, oh, well, just put it over there, you know, 5 feet away. You know, you can get connecting wires of any length, but I am restricted in space. I won't go into why, but I am restricted in where I can put this. It's got to live in a stack, one stack. So I was thinking of some kind of spacer which allowed for air circulation, and that would be passive, or even forced air. A couple of muffin fans, if you know what I mean. They run on 12 volts, some of them on 5. But they will circulate the warm air, move it away. What say you?